here in beautiful, now it's sunny, semi-sunny San Diego. Last night it was torrential rain and wind and crazy stuff we're not used to in this town. But we're talking with Alonia Sharps from Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. How are you, Alonia?
I am just wonderful. How about yourself,
Mike? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So the show just started last night. Are you guys talking about what's going to happen here at all, or are you just kind of warming up?
No. We've been talking about what's going to happen here today. And the whole weekend, if you will. Yeah. One of the reasons why I come to this conference, along with my colleagues on our board, is it's the opportunity to not only hear the updates about the regulations, mm-hmm. to hear the economic forecast, but to also be able to network with other directors and volunteers from credit unions across the country. Mm-hmm. While there are things that are very much alike for all of us, mm-hmm. there are also things that are different. Mm-hmm. So you're always in a learning mode. So,
right.
So that's really one of the reasons why we're here.
When you're networking, what do you guys talk about? I mean, I don't want to get any details or anything. Is there anything in general that you talk about? Kind of like, how do we make our operations better? What technology you guys seeing come down the turnpike, or just like that?
All of that.
Okay.
All of that.
Regulations.
Regulations. There are also conversations about, well, how many members do you have on your board of directors? Mm-hmm. Because typically we find that most of the boards are anywhere from 7 to 9 people. Mm-hmm. We talk about succession planning, if you will, mm-hmm. amongst the board, as well as talking about the supervisory committees. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the size of your supervisory committee? We know it can't be any more than 5 people. Mm-hmm. Most credit unions in our area, in the state of Maryland, they typically have a supervisory committee of 3, mm-hmm. but as I said, it can be as many as 5. We're interested in what are the kinds of services that you offer your members?
Mm-hmm.
So it's those kinds of questions, okay. and things.
Is there anything in particular here that you want to learn and then take back to your credit union this weekend?
I guess the one particular thing for me is always the update on the regulations. Mm-hmm. Well, there are 2 things. I'm always interested in the update on the regulations as well as the economic forecast.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that as members of the board, we need to be as fluent in the conversation about those 2 topics,
yeah.
as we can. Our CEO is great in keeping us up to date. Of course, you know, we make sure that we receive our training, that we're reading the credit union magazines and the regulations themselves. But there's something different about being in a place, hearing the information, mm-hmm. and being able to have a conversation, mm-hmm. about it right afterwards.
Yeah,
that makes a difference.
Exactly. There's no substitute, because we live in this digital age where we're
Absolutely.
Doing Skype and
sure.
texting and all that type
sure.
of stuff. But there's nothing like a face-to-face meeting and a face-to-face networking event where you can like exchange ideas, get to know people, and then
yeah.
meet people, and then you can talk to them on the phone down the line about something.
That's right. On the phone, via email. Lots of ways.
Wherever. All right. To wrap up, I mean, anything else you want to add here? I mean, this is going to be, there's a lot of people here. So there's going to be some great speakers. Anything else to wrap up?
This is one of the conferences that most of our board members come to every year. And none of us have ever felt that it was a conference that we would not attend if we possibly could,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because of all the advantages of being in the same room, if you will, with institutions that have the same
mm-hmm,
mission
mm-hmm.
as our institution. So it's just great to be here and to be amongst our peers.
Great message to end on. Alonia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well
Mike.
Done. And I love your glasses.